Welcome to the IELTS Language Lab, brought to you by Peter Travis from IELTSspeaking.co.uk. In this episode, we're going to listen to Baya, who tried one of the free Part 2 practice tests we've published on the IELTS Speaking website. The task was Speaking Practice 10. Describe a house or apartment you would like to live in. You should say what kind of accommodation it would be, where it would be, who would live there with you, and say why you would enjoy living in this place. Comprehension. The first time you listen, decide if Baya answers the question appropriately. The sound quality of Baya's recording isn't as good as it could be, but hopefully it's clear enough to understand.
I would like to live in an apartment which has a porch so that I can have some open air activities like barbecue and other activities like having a dinner or tea or coffee when the weather is a little bit hot. I also like the apartment to be spacious, especially the living room and the bathroom, so that I can feel that I'm not confined in a very small space. I also prefer the apartment to have to be a light filled, so that I can feel that I'm living in some natural setting, and this is very important for me because I would like to link myself to nature. Therefore, if the apartment is sunlight filled, that would be favorable. And also prefer that apartment to be close to shopping centers, so that because I do my cooking in day-to-day basis, therefore I do shopping almost every day to buy some fresh fruits and vegetables. So I prefer the shopping centers to be close to my apartment, or my apartment close to the shopping centers, so that I can walk and do some shopping every day. And also prefer that apartment be located close to parks and open spaces where I can do my outdoor activities like running and walking. And the other thing which I prefer the apartment to have is its location be a little bit close to the university I'm going. So that because I go to university every day, and I prefer not to drive and possibly to walk. Therefore, if it's the apartment is located a little bit closer to the university, then walking will be accessible. And the other thing is, I would like to live by myself, and I would like to be alone in the apartment, because privacy is very important for me. At daytime, I meet people at work and at the university, but at nighttime, or especially when I'm alone at home, I prefer to be left by myself, so that I can have private time, and I can think about things, I can plan without any interference from other people or disturbance from other people.
Assessment. In the original recording, Baya spoke for over 3.5 minutes, and this is a shortened version of his talk. He did answer the question fully and explained why he would enjoy living in the apartment after each point he raised. Now listen a second time. How well do you think Baya did using the IELTS assessment criteria? That's grammatical range and accuracy, lexical resource or vocabulary, fluency and coherence, and pronunciation.
I would like to live in an apartment which has a porch, so that I can have some open air activities like barbecue and other activities like having a dinner or tea or coffee when the weather is a little bit hot. I also like the apartment to be spacious, especially the living room and the bathroom, so that I can feel that I'm not confined in a very small space. I also prefer the apartment to have to be a light filled, so that I can feel that I'm living in some natural setting, and this is very important for me, because I would like to link myself to nature. Therefore, if the apartment is sunlight filled, that would be favorable. And I also prefer that apartment to be close to shopping centers, so that because I do my cooking in day-to-day basis, therefore I do shopping almost every day to buy some fresh fruits and vegetables. So I prefer the shopping centers to be close to my apartment, or my apartment close to the shopping centers, so that I can walk and do some shopping every day. And also prefer that apartment be located close to parks and open spaces, where I can do my outdoor activities like running and walking. And the other thing which I prefer the apartment to have is its location be a little bit close to the university I'm going, so that because I go to university every day, and I prefer not to drive and possibly to walk. Therefore, if it's the apartment is located a little bit closer to the university, then walking will be accessible. And the other thing is, I would like to live by myself, and I would like to be alone in the apartment, because privacy is very important for me. At daytime, I meet people at work and at the university, but at nighttime, or especially when I when I'm alone at home, I prefer to be left by myself, so that I can have private time, and I can think about things, I can plan without any interference from other people or disturbance from other people.
Feedback: grammatical range and accuracy. This is a good long turn from Bayer, and his use of English is good. His statements are well formed, and he joins his ideas together clearly using linking words such as like, so that, because, and relative pronouns such as which and where. On several occasions he used would like correctly to hypothesise, but he often used prefer when this would be better as I'd prefer or I would prefer. The other area to work on is the use of articles, that's a or an and the. On several occasions Bayer failed to use these where they were required. Lexical resource. Bayer has a very good command of vocabulary, using a wide range of word forms and set expressions, such as open-air activities, spacious, not confined in a very small space, natural setting, favourable, accessible, privacy and private time, interference and disturbance. There were a couple of incorrect word choices. To be light filled would be better as bright, or even better, filled with natural light. And sunlight filled would be better as filled with sunlight. In a day-to-day basis should be on a day-to-day basis. And finally, I think Bayer said, I would like to be alone at the apartment, but this should be in the apartment. Fluency and coherence. Bayer's fluency and coherence is very good, especially during the last 45 seconds of his talk. Pauses occur naturally and not generally because he's searching for words. Pronunciation. Bayer's pronunciation was clear, and only on one occasion did he mispronounce a word. It's interference, with the stress on the third syllable. So that's interference. That's the end of this lesson. Why not try this task yourself using practice test 10 on the IELTS Speaking website?